You're glowing, by the way.
It's love.
We need a name, man. We need a name.
1,000% marrying this woman.
Whoa!
Hello, Roy.
Hello. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hi.
Almost been a year since the last time you came in, right?
It has.
So,
we're excited to catch up. Has a lot happened this year?
So many things happened, no?
A lot has changed.
Yeah.
You're glowing, by the way. Like, extremely glow, like, super glowing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is?
Pregnancy glow.
No.
Okay.
It's love.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wait.
What can I say?
Oh, dang, that's a big jump from the last podcast.
Wait, love because, like, we're here in the room together?
Love for us, love for Zyla, what do you mean?
It's a lot of love for everyone.
Okay.
I would say starts with you both. I love you dearly.
Love you too.
Secondly, I love my daughter.
Of course.
And that relationship has improved just as I get to spend more time with her one-on-one. And then the last beautiful moment is love with another person.
Wait. You need to elaborate more. Because everyone's just like, wait, what is what? Really?
So last time I was here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was in a very different state of mind. That was a sad podcast, but very real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect for the healing journey. You guys actually really helped me through a tough time. Just being able to talk through it.
Yeah.
And express myself in that way. I'm indebted to you both. So thank you.
Oh, of course. Thank you for just being vulnerable at the time. I'm sure. I'm happy it healed you, helped heal you and move forward.
Yeah, and those podcast clips from Spicy Fruit in particular opened up so many DMs for me of people who were in my shoes. And I don't think I would have been able to heal as fast as I did had I not been able to connect to others who were in my situation. So that's the power of your podcast.
What? Let's go.
That's awesome.
So how are the shoes you're in now compared to the shoes you were in then?
Well, then I was wearing a black high top shoe. Yeah. They're, they're white.
So you shrunk a little bit.
Yeah. I did. I'm a dad, so I can make jokes like that.
And
usually a six-year-old will laugh at them.
I laughed. I'm six. That means I'm six, right?
Yes. Also, after our podcast, I started opening myself to the idea of falling in love again. And we had talked about going on a few dates. It was still very...
Is this from that?
Wait.
So, I
not
had
mean,
to...
those dates.
No.
Oh, this is not... your person now is not from those dates we talked about.
No.
Okay.
But I think every person I met along the way really helped me understand not only who I was, but what I was looking for. And I've told this to everyone since probably I was in high school, but I am a hopeless romantic.
Oh, yeah.
I love...
What? You?
No. Like, the most grandiose, love-centric person.
Yeah.
I write love songs. It's my favorite style to write possible. So even just to be in a year full of sad songs was not my preferred place to be. But I knew I had to go through that to find love and light, I guess. So one day I wanted to play a show on my own in Los Angeles. Still never have. And just thought it'd be cool to play in the town that I live in, play my own music.
Yeah.
I met someone who had experience running events in LA. And so we met for matcha to talk about it. And there was a chessboard there. So we played chess, which is a very intellectual turn of events. And somewhere over the matcha and chess, we started to catch feelings. And suddenly it was, should we take this to lunch? Like, are we going to go out to lunch now? And she said yes. So we go to Thai food to talk about the event. But really, we were just falling in love.
You said, no event. I just want to be here.
Yeah.
What?
This is the main event.
Oh,
what?
Sorry.
Stop, dude. I feel like I'm six, dude.
Wow. So what were you looking for at this time? Were you just open and you were like, oh, we'll see what happens?
Whatever happens.
I was open.
Okay.
I knew that I wasn't broken anymore.
Yeah.
It's hard to fall in love when you still need time to heal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair to that person when you're still thinking about somebody else. Exactly. Yeah.
That would be considered baggage.
Mm. Yes.
I didn't want to bring all of that full force into the next relationship. So I felt I was in a good spot, but I wasn't looking for a relationship per se. I was looking to play a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And when the things started to unfold, like our eyes locked, I got little goosebumps on my arms, as she would say things. We started to share our hobbies and our interests. And we'd be like, no way, wait, you too? And suddenly, this giant hole that was in my heart was getting filled up by this person.
Whoa.
Just in one conversation.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I had to slow down for a sec because as a hopeless romantic, I knew I was going to go home, write 90 songs, and just gush about her, call my parents and be like, you're not going to believe who I just met.
Yeah.
The woman of my dreams. So I took my time with it and we decided to see each other again.
Oh!
Wait, so how, after the last podcast, what's the timeline there? Like months after or?
Yeah, I would say months.
Okay.
And, but once we started seeing each other, after the matcha and chess, it was very fast. Because once the love train starts going, you can't stop it.
That's happened with me too.
Mm. Oh yeah, I've seen it multiple times.
Oh! Did you say multiple times?
Me and then Alexis.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Just do it.
But Alexis, when we first encountered each other again on set, we ended up texting. It was the first time we were both single and running into each other. So we texted for 7 hours that day. Like right after set, she texted me and then we'd never stopped. And then
that's
now
it.
We're here.
That's the feeling. Like after we met for the event, the next time we had chatted was on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And 7 hours was the magic number. We were on the phone for 7 hours and I turned over my phone and saw the timestamp. Like there is no way.
Yeah.
I've been on the phone with one person for that long.
Yeah.
And it felt like 10 minutes.
Yeah. I've never even streamed that long before. It's a long time.
Bro.
It was a bizarre feeling. So that developed and then I knew this was the person I wanted to spend all my time with.
Oh,
what? We need a name, man. We need a name. You forgot.
Wow.
I get nervous because I've never spoken about her publicly before. Yeah.
So this is the first time.
This is the first time.
I feel like you just use us for hard launches. Like, you just want to talk about things.
Well, really what it is I want to tell you guys because we're friends. Yeah. But then we're like, why don't we just throw a mic up and a camera and then tell you?
Yeah.
And that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So today's the day.
Yeah.
Her name is Wendy.
Ooh, is that short for Wendolyn?
It is not. But
I still like her though.
Yes. She is wonderful.
Mm.
And I would like to introduce her to you.
No freaking way.
She's here?
She's here.
Where? What? Where is she in the car?
Where?
Where'd you put
Wendy?
Where could she be? Michael, tell us. Hurry.
She's just behind the camera.
Oh, there you are. Oh, come on in. Come on in.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
With BetterHelp, you can stick to your plans. You can stick to your resolutions. You can have positive input into what you're trying to achieve, which can only help.
Absolutely. I used BetterHelp back in 2020 when the pandemic happened. It taught me it's nice to just talk about how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Because whoever you talk to, for me, told me to be present and it's okay to feel the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me feel amazing, to be honest.
I've been to therapy maybe 3 or 4 times in my life.
Sure.
Every single time I left like, whoa, I did not see it like that. Or
yes.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I went to a therapist for a couple's therapist one time, like when we were about to break up.
Mm.
And I was like, I was nervous and I was like, okay, maybe she can help because I'm not good at communicating.
Yeah.
And I knew that. So I went there and then by the time we were done, it was as if she knew that I was not in the relationship anymore, mm-hmm. but I didn't know how to get out because I didn't want to hurt the person I loved. And she suggested that we break up.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And the I was power like, of therapy. Whoa. My partner at the time didn't like that suggestion. But I think it worked out. We're both super happy now.
Yeah.
I found the love of my life. Therapy. And she did too.
Better help.
Better therapist is the way to go. No matter what you think about it, just give it a try. Just one time. I guarantee you're going to be like, whoa, I really did not expect it. Anything, and it's gonna blow your mind.
BetterHelp is fully online. It's affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people.
Yeah, and they have over 30,000 credentialed therapists worldwide that mm-hmm. can help you with anything, with a wide range of specialties, and you can switch therapists with no extra cost at any time.
Oh, yeah.
So write your story with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/spicyfruit for 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp.com/spicyfruit.
Whoa! Wendy!
Wendy!
Oh my gosh. We're so glad you're here.
This is the first time in the world's seen you two together.
That's so right. True.
This is actually, what? We did know Wendy was here. Surprise, spoiler. We knew she was here. But this is also the first time we've met.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're so excited to have
what
you here.
What a great place to do a first meeting.
Yeah. At this is awesome. Yeah. We're about to learn so much about each other, and we have a lot of questions for you guys. Mm-hmm.
We got answers.
We do got answers.
So, Mikael.
Yes.
So you went to try to play your guitar strings, but you ended up playing with your heart strings, and this happened. And how long ago was that?
That was the most beautiful segue I've ever heard. He's a writer.
I thought about it all night.
No, I gotta say this.
We have been dating for quite some time now.
Okay.
And we wanted to build it privately. Mm. So we actually didn't really tell any of our friends at first.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's something to be said about building a foundation with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to learn who we were as individuals mm-hmm. and the type of couple we wanted to be
mm-hmm.
and how we could make a home for Zyla.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter has always been such a top priority to me.
Yeah.
And Wendy entering into a place that they could both meet each other and feel safe mm-hmm. and comfortable was really important. So we thought about that and talked about it so much.
Yeah.
And so once that needed to happen in order for us to progress and start telling people,
mm-hmm.
Zyla was my first person to introduce Wendy to.
Yeah.
And then friends, then the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to say it went very well.
Nice.
And now Wendy and Zyla are pretty much best friends.
Wow, that is so awesome to hear.
Yeah. So what was it like from your perspective?
I'm just saying.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, this is so exciting that I get to share such a special part of my everyday life almost. I mean, mm-hmm. we have her 50% of the time.
Yeah.
We're so invested.
I'm so
We're so like, invested.
Her for you too?
Yeah.
Like I'm like great.
Oh, you know,
really made Michael's me so happy, happy to see happy. Your face.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry.
It's just like we've just known Michael for so long.
Yeah.
And we've just seen all the episodes of his life.
Yeah.
So we're just happy. It's just like, yay.
Yeah, I know.
Finally. I know. Yeah. Just the two smiling faces back while I share about how much I love Zyla is incredible. Yeah. You know?
So how was the first meeting? Like how'd that go? Were you nervous? Like what happened?
We were both really nervous.
Yeah.
Well, Wendy's background is she's a behavioral therapist for children with disabilities.
Aww.
So she naturally has patience mm-hmm. and so much empathy for children in general. So we talked about the first meet and greet very in-depth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so we picked a spot that Zyla and I go to very often, which is ice cream shop Ben and Jerry's.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And usually it's just her and I there because we always pick a pretty low traffic time. So we're like, this is perfect. It's empty in there. We're friends with the employee that's there. She'll feel really comfortable meeting Wendy in this scenario.
Yeah.
And we even talked about the subjects we might want to bring up and then what we would do afterwards. Everything was thought about.
Did it go to plan?
Even better.
Oh, okay. Perfect, better. Perfect, perfect.
She just ran up to Wendy and gave her the biggest hug. And we even talked about that. We're like, let's not make her feel pressured to even hug. Like,
A
handshake or just like get down on her level, look at her in the eye and be like, hi, I'm Wendy. And Zyla just leapt out and hugged her.
Well, how much did Zyla know before the meeting? Did she know about something? Or
So that was about a month lead up. Was me explaining to Zyla that, first of all, Dad has met a person who brings me a lot of joy. I didn't put a label on it, so I didn't call her my girlfriend at first. I was like, Dad met somebody who's really special, her name's Wendy. Just told her stories, no pictures, no videos. Eventually started showing her videos of Wendy and I. And then after that, I was like, do you think you might want to meet her, like on week 3 or 4 of telling her? She's like, I'd love to meet Wendy. So everything had to be very slow and methodical, and I think that's why that meeting went so well.
I had these special little hair clips that I had when I was a little girl, and I thought Zyla would really love
them.
I kept them, and so the first time I met her, I brought them with me, and she immediately, she's like, can you put them in my hair? And I'm like, yes, of course, I love you. I'm like, I'll take care of you forever, okay, I love you.
So in my head is, you guys are at the ice cream shop, Wendy comes in, and then Zyla runs up and hugs her. And did you tear up?
Of course
I did. I knew it. I was like, just I would have teared up in that
slow
situation.
Slow tear. Because this is a scenario I never thought I would see. And then after going through such a long period of heartbreak and turmoil and healing, to then see so much joy re-enter into my life, I didn't feel worthy. And the tears just started to flow. And each week, that feeling just got stronger and stronger. Like, and they're little micro moments. It'll be, Zyla will lean in and like just hug Wendy randomly throughout the day. And I see it from afar. And I'm like, oh my God, this is happening. There's so much love. Or let's say I'm taking a shower and I can hear them outside running through the house, like the boom, boom, boom on the ground. And they're just laughing. And I know exactly what's happening, which is Wendy's got her in a blanket and they're throwing each other around. You know? And I'm like, I never thought I would hear laughter in my house again like this. Just pure joy. And at first, I feel guilty, like I don't deserve it. And then I come out and they smile at me and hug me. And they're like, you deserve this, Daddy. And that fills me up in a way I can't describe. And I really do feel like the luckiest guy in the world now that I get a second chance at life and love. And and it's even more beautiful than I could have ever imagined, truly.
I guess my question for you, Michael, you said last time a lot of people reached out and DM'd you, like having the similar situations. What advice would you give to those people now, you know, in your current stage of life and like, you know, given like this new love and this new hope, like what do you advise to them to find that?
That's such a good question. A lot of people shared with me stories about them finding love again. There was a part of my journey where I didn't think that would ever happen. I even said to my parents, I'm never going to get married again. Why would I want to put myself through a legal union just to get hurt? And even my mom said, Michael, you can't predict the future. Just open your heart to people who care. And she was the first person I really opened myself to fully. And not only was I not hurt, but I was loved in a way I've never been loved before. And that's what I would say to anyone who was in my situation or still might be. Open yourself up to the idea of other people caring for you. It's possible. And I am a living example that love can be found again.
Facts.
That was deep, man. I was about to tear up.
Like, yeah.
Hope is real.
That's crazy. Oh. Wait, so I think you mentioned in the last podcast that you were like, oh yeah, I don't think I'm getting married again.
I did say that.
I'm open to love. I just don't get married again.
Is that the same situation? The same person mindset or has it changed?
1,000% marrying this woman.
You know what that means. You know what that means. I think you should, you could adopt what Alexis and I say.
What's that?
If you're already that sure. So Alexis is not my girlfriend. She is my fiance. It's a step. It's more than a girlfriend, but not yet a fiance. So if you guys want to be fiancés, you can.
Fiance's great.
I like that.
I heard fiance, but like.
I like that.
Because I always felt like we were more than that. Mm. Like we're not just boyfriend and girlfriend. So I had to come up with something. Mm-hmm. And so no pressure. Feel free to use it.
I totally relate though. Because when I'm like, oh yeah, my boyfriend, I feel like I'm in middle school. Or yeah. Something. That's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Aww.
So
my fiance.
So that was everything happened. You were in a completely different space a year ago. What were you doing a year ago?
A year ago.
Like what space were you in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my, let me teleport really quick. So post pandemic.
Yeah.
I'll do like a really like Spark
sure.
Notes.
Okay.
Spark Notes-y version. So during the pandemic, I lost my job as a behavioral therapist since, mm-hmm. you know, schools was closing down. People didn't want us in their homes mm-hmm. doing therapy and everything. And so I turned to my love of cooking and I went and basically just started a meal prep business.
Oh.
And I used platforms like Nextdoor and Facebook. And yeah. I would just... It was the most grassroots thing ever, you know,
yeah,
if
yeah.
you can just imagine. It's just like, hey, I'm selling meals and they're healthy and this is a menu and everything. And so I just kind of took my passion, wanted to make it into a business. That was the Bay Area hustle mentality that I always had.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the world was really suffering at that time. We were going through COVID. And so I wanted to do something for the community. So I matched every meal from my meal prep business mm-hmm. into a donated meal back to families impacted
Aww.
By COVID, veteran encampment sites, and elderly who were in mm-hmm. isolation who didn't have access to nourishing food. And so, yeah, that kind of became, it spiraled and During COVID and those following years, over 5,000 meals were donated to
oh,
the city
nice.
Of LA. It was incredible. It spiraled into my own catering business, and I started private chefing, and I started a nonprofit with some really amazing friends that are in the AAPI
yeah.
community. And that's how we got connected, because I started throwing a lot of nonprofit events to raise money. And I was like, we could totally do something for your music. You've never had a show in LA. And I always had my friends who were artists come and perform so that they could just connect. And everyone that would come would just be creatives.
Yeah.
And so it was a really great networking opportunity. And so who knew that everything that I was building before was going to lead me to the man of my dreams.
You Whoa. Know? Yeah. So the next question is, a year ago, would you imagine you'd be here now in the situation you're in now and like in the shoes you're in?
No.
No.
Neither of us.
Definitely yeah. not.
It's weird to be sitting on this couch
yeah.
with somebody
yeah.
as amazing as you.
Yeah. Aww.
Because I was crying my eyes out on this very couch. My tears are in this cushion.
Yeah.
There was, like, yeah.
We laminated there was like, it right there. Yeah. yeah.
They have a jar of my tears.
In memory of. Yeah.
yeah. That's crazy. We're so happy for you guys.
I know.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And now I kind of bring her along my passions. She
yeah.
brings me along to hers. And she's talking about cooking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with food. You guys
yeah.
know this.
Oh, yeah.
We've
mm-hmm.
gone to dinners
yeah,
together
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
I just like get lost in every bite. I had never really had a meal cooked for me
mm-hmm.
until I met her.
Mm.
And she was like, let me make you a homemade soup that I used to love growing up.
Yeah.
So Wendy is Chinese and also has a Thai and Malay background.
Mm-hmm.
So the first meal you really ever made for me was the curry, right?
The Thai red curry.
Thai red curry.
Oh, that sounds
I
good.
Lost my mind. I was like, there's no way I get to enjoy this for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And then from there, it just spiraled into all these other different meals and we would eat them together. And
mm-hmm.
And then she's into fitness too, so am I. So she was giving me like tips on how to get more in shape. And
yeah, you were already pretty on a fitness journey. I was on a fitness journey.
But she had like some personal training experience and was like, hey, why don't you try this? And I was like, oh my God, that's where the abs are hiding. Yeah. Thank you.
Did you get like the freshman 15?
Of course I did.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, absolutely.
So this message to anyone in a new relationship, it's okay to gain weight. That's happy weight.
It's happy weight.
It's happy weight. Yeah. So just, I was eating nothing as a single solo person who was in pain. You know, I was like, I'll eat this bean today.
I know his fridge.
She saw my fridge and was like, this
is sriracha.
And
like,
sriracha and beans?
And like a saran wrap covered a can of beans. Hey. I was like, we're going to change this. I was like, we're going to change this.
It really was. There was like a half a can of beans. And I was like, I'm saving that for dinner.
I was like, I'm going grocery shopping for us. Yeah. And let's do a revamp.
So I've enjoyed all of her hobbies and passions. Mm-hmm. And then I brought her into mine. Mm-hmm. And I said, have you ever written a song before? And she was like, no, why would I have written a song? I love to write poetry and I like to journal, but I've never written a song. And I said, come to the studio. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
You were like, pull up. I want to flex a little bit.
I know. Let me show you. I know. He was in his head just like casually on every single instrument ever because he's so talented.
Hey, but you think that makes me cool? I was an a cappella.
I was like, doom, 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 doom.
Yeah.
I remember last podcast we did like an acapella or something. We're like, dum dum. We can do that for you anytime. So I brought her to the studio, and again, she hadn't really seen what I was in that scenario, so I was excited to show her. And we just started writing. Mm. And the next thing you know, we have a song called Hold On, which I wrote for my daughter.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense.
My daughter.
Yeah.
And she... like with her therapy background, we were able to go somewhere very deep.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't able to do on my own as a writer. And she was like, wait, did we just write a song? And she got to see the whole process from beginning to end.
That's
from
crazy.
Like drums. And there's a full live orchestra on that song. And she was like, I can't believe this is how music is made. This is incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we released the song just recently.
Yeah. We heard it.
If you click on Spotify, it shows credits and it says songwriters Wendy and Michael. And the way I didn't tell her I was gonna list her in the credits.
Yeah. No idea.
And she read that and was like,
oh my gosh.
I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought it was cool that we could write together in that way. And
the song was I had to pause in the middle because it was so deep. I was like, oh dude. I like felt the story. It was so good. I had to pause it. It was so hard.
I thought he was going to say.
Okay, go.
Oh, I had to pause it. It was so long.
Whoa.
It was deep.
Yeah, it was good.
I
was
like, okay, so
let me breathe. Because like we know you, and then we just like understood every single like lyric and word. We're like,
Yeah, and then also, like you said, to have someone who's pretty much an expert on a child's mind put her input so that Xyla can like.
Resonate.
Yeah, resonate more. That's amazing. Yeah. I bet people like hire people for that.
I know.
Yeah.
And it opened up my eyes to the fact that songwriters can be people who aren't musicians.
Yeah.
You know, as a therapist, she gave me a totally different viewpoint of this subject. But like songwriters sometimes who are only based in music might think in the limitation of a chord or the way their instrument sounds or what pop music is supposed to sound like. Mm-hmm. But she was like, no, let's just write a great story. And we just focused on lyrics. And then when it came to the melodies, she was like, hey, my favorite artist does this. Would you ever try that? And I was like, I would never try it, but I will for you.
Yeah.
And it made a bridge that I would never normally write.
Mm.
And
yeah.
She inspired that. And I like the way her mind thinks about music.
Yeah.
And it made for a really cool song.
Dang it, Wendy, you got my heartstrings popping in that song. It was you! You did this!
You did that to me that day. I had a song that goes too much.
So originally you went to the studio to write this song for her.
Yeah.
And then, so it wasn't even planned. Mm. It just happened to be a perfect song for a children's therapist to be a part of.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fate.
That's crazy.
That's fate.
That's
crazy.
That makes so much sense now.
That's awesome. I love that song. Me and Alexis listened to it. As soon as I saw it, I was like, okay, we gotta stop everything we're doing, drop everything we're doing. It was the same with the other song, but let's. So, how did Xyla take it?
Xyla has not heard it yet.
What?
I know. And it's because you know how methodical we are about everything with Zeva.
Yes, of course.
I brought her into the album cover process and it was like a craft time and she wrote the font herself and that's the album cover. But I didn't want her to feel pressure to respond to the song a certain way just because Dad and Wendy made it. And I kind of want her to discover it on her own in a weird way. Like maybe she'll hear it accidentally somewhere where it's like on her iPad and she's scrolling and she finds it. But there's something about the self-discovery that maybe when she's older, it might even mean more to her.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think I agree with that actually.
Cause she, to Wendy's point with her experience, she's like, Zyla's still six. Mm-hmm. You know, she's not going to understand all the intricacies of this song.
Yeah.
Maybe the impact will reap benefits when she's older and she can really grasp it. So if she stumbles upon it, great, but I don't think we'll be the ones to show it to her.
That makes sense. Because if she listens to it now as a six-year-old, she's just going to hear the beat and be like, oh, that's good song. Mm-hmm. What are we going to eat? And like not really listening. But maybe she'll find it when she's 20 and she'll be like, Dad, what the f***?
what happened?
When I was six? It's been 20 years. But well, she's six. She doesn't have a phone. She doesn't have access to social media and stuff. So the only way she'll see it is, what if like, it's just like she's with a family member or something and they're just playing it in the car and they forget and then she doesn't know. So she's like, I have heard that song. I know it's about me. And then that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
So Zyla's song. Oh, I'm so excited about that. And a year from now, we're going to be like, Zyla's going to be here and be like, you guys didn't tell me. I'm like, he told us not to. I don't know.
Imagine a year from now, Zyla's on this.
Oh, yeah.
That's a move.
Did she see the other podcast? Or is this probably pretty serious?
I think, yeah.
The attention span of a six-year-old.
Yeah.
It might have, like, popped on a feed or something, but she never, like, retained it or watched it.
So that song happened, and that's out now. Go check it out. And then what happened after that? Any more song ventures?
Yes. So I think that song had to happen.
Yeah.
Because it really is my greatest heartbreak. Everything else in my life, I can battle internally. Mm. I can move forward and heal from a past relationship or the loss of a career or a loss of extended family, all of that. But time with my daughter, I can't change. That is my fate. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be 50-50. That hurts. We wrote the song about that. She experiences that with me every week. And that actually helped my healing too, to know I'm not the only person who has to miss Zyla.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the only person who has to watch her walk out the door after spending 3.5 amazing days together. And she helped me through that. That song helped me through that. Mm-hmm. And once that song was written, I felt like the floodgates opened inside of me where I could just enter back into hopeless romantic finally. And I just started pouring out love songs. Like my notebook, I'm in love with Wendy. Wendy's great. I love Wendy so much. What can I do with all this? My heart's going to explode. And I landed on a song, simply said, called Crazy About You.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I could describe it. Mm-hmm. I am mad about you. And so I wrote a song, and it's happy, it's a beat.
Mm-hmm.
It actually reminds me of a similar style I used to write in past music ventures, but like this is now just me and my voice and my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the song. It's called Crazy About You.
Yeah, and you sent it to us last night.
I sent it to you guys last night.
I was like, oh my gosh. It kind of felt like Reliant K vibe. Yeah. I was like, ooh, ooh. There was like a one drop that like went in, I think, for the chorus. I was like, I was like, oh my God, you did add those like little beats right there. You didn't have to, but you did. You did it, damn. This guy's in love. Let's keep it.
I do love Reliant K. I didn't even put that connection together. That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Can you give, just for the audience that hasn't heard the songs yet, can you give a quick summary of the Zyla song and then the new song? And then we'll talk about it more.
Sure.
Zyla song is called Hold On, and it's about the time I have to miss her when she's gone. And nothing can prepare you for that pain of watching a child walk away and then receiving them a week later. That song helped me. And I wish on those lonely nights, I call them the drop-off blues. It's the day I actually drop her off.
Yeah.
That song helps me in that moment. And there's so many other houses like that that need a song. And I made it with Wendy's help. We made it and wrote it together. That's Hold On. Once Hold On was out of the way, my heart was open for love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wide open. And I wrote the happiest, most go-lucky possible song that could make Roy pop out of his chair like this, called Crazy About You. Yeah. And it is just that. It's a man going through love again like he never thought he would. Mm-hmm. Pure insanity. Just crazy about somebody. Mm-hmm. And there's a line that Wendy says a lot when she looks at me with her eyes, like she's kind of doing right now. And she says, "Oh, how lucky am I that I get to love you?" Mm-hmm. And she said that probably 50 times over the course of our relationship. And that line has always stuck with me. How lucky am I that I get to love you? And that's the first line of this song. Oh. Because I feel so lucky, really.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's Crazy About You.
Can I play the beat? I just want everyone to.
He's going
to
copy strike. Right.
Don't copy strike us.
How much are you allowed to play before the copyright strike gets in?
Can I just play the beat? I just want to show you what I listened to it in the car when you sent it. I was like, oh my God. Where is it?
Wait.
This threw me off right here.
I was like, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that, but you did.
The guy almost wrecked.
I was like, what? Yeah. You didn't have to add that.
Sorry. Listen to the song. It's freaking awesome.
Yes, go listen to the song. It's out. Oh, well, we're filming this, but by the time this comes out, it would have come out Tuesday?
Yeah.
Mm. And then, so between Tuesday and Friday, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Between the song release and the podcast release.
No one has met Wendy in this personal, intimate way like we are on this podcast right now. And I felt it would be so great for people in both of our communities to see Wendy for who she is. Mm-hmm. A wonderful woman who is full of love, but also is just so caring about people and my daughter, that this is perfect. So I really appreciate you guys having absolutely. Wendy here. And something else that we've been working on is that we go out to brunch. That's kind of our thing. There's mimosas at brunch.
Shareables.
It's called the shareable mimosa. Uh-huh. It gives us each two glasses. By the end, we just start coming up with skit ideas for the internet for no reason. And we'll go home and we'll just make silly videos in the living room. And it feels like we're kids again. We're only doing it for ourselves. Like, it was never meant to be shared. Mm-hmm. And then cut to a month later, we have like 10 of these videos made. And we're like, should we just do something with this? This was just to make us laugh.
If we would just show Xylan, it would just be the three of us laughing about these videos. Aww.
Exactly. So like even last night before bed, Xylan was like, hey, before bed, Dad, can I watch you and Wendy's videos like in your camera roll? And she just laughs at them and dies. It gets to the end punchline. She's like,
She knows the punchline every time. Yeah. She's like,
here it comes, guys. Are you watching? Here it comes. Yeah.
She dies. So we were like, hey, should we share this? Do you know what that means? Mm-hmm. It means that we have to start a brand together and we're going to work together, even if it is just a hobby and a passion.
Yeah.
Is that where you want this relationship to evolve into? Because that's a big step.
And yeah.
I'm sure both of you guys have had experiences of that, of like sharing your partner publicly. That's already one. There's a lack of privacy that has to be given away to do that. And then second of all, to build something that has a following or has profit, that takes a certain type of brain cell that not all couples experience.
Yeah.
And I know both of you have been in those scenarios, and it's difficult territory to navigate.
Oh yeah.
And I wanted to make sure that we want to do that before entering it. And we were like, all right, let's just watch the videos again and see if it's really worth it. And we're dying by the end of it. And we're like, we got to put it out. Let's just do it. We just launched Mike and Wendy, which is pretty much our channel of just being silly people. And the goal of it is, if you found these videos funny, then maybe we're going to be friends.
Aww. Oh, yeah.
Simple as that.
That's perfect. Did you make a logo for Mike and Wendy yet?
Oh, look.
The Superman, like the, you know, like the.
Yeah. Wait, we have it and that's it.
Yeah.
That's this it.
Upside down Superman.
Upside down, or you could do, I guess it could be a Superman one. Mm-hmm. It's just, you got it. I don't know. You got it. You got
the I love this like ideating of the logo right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, well, this yeah. is where new things are always born. Mm-hmm. So Spicy Fruit just made our logo.
No way.
There you go. That'd be cool. You want to take a picture of my hands and just use that?
Yeah.
With your face in the back?
You're like that.
You're really trying.
Oh. Everybody's like, who's the guy in the back? That's not Mike or Wendy.
Is that? Is that their son? You guys look like my parents, actually. I didn't even say that.
True.
Are we your parents?
Oh my gosh. Never mind. My ADHD is about to go to a totally different direction.
I was going to say, can we double date with your parents and just ask them for all the tips?
Oh, yeah. Easy. Be like, all right, this is what you need to know. White stuff, Asian stuff.
That's it.
Perfect. Dang.
So, we're all North Carolina boys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. I want to hear... ADHD. I want to hear more about the page. So what was it again? It was
Mike and Wendy.
Yes. Mike.and.and.and.Wendy..
Yeah.
It's on the screen. Whatever.
Yeah. That's
so
it.
So that Mike got launched Wendy. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday. Okay.
And yeah, there's more to come. But you guys haven't seen this video.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. it is her teaching me Chinese.
Oh.
We went cultural.
And then by the end, I end up in, what is it
China?
Called?
A qipao. The dress.
A dress.
The traditional.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you wore a dress?
Yeah, and I took a page out of Rolanda's book.
Okay, I was about to say that.
I should have texted you, like, how did you fit in it? But she just taped it to my back.
Mm-hmm. Like scotch tape.
I do it too, yeah.
So that's what everyone has to look forward to is more content of me and Qipao.
Yes. Michael has actually sent us a couple of reels, so you're ready. You already got a backlog, and I'm excited for you guys to see how high quality it is.
I was like, what is happening?
I was like, whoa.
What is happening?
Yeah.
It's like the exact reaction that we want.
It's so like the lighting's great, the camera's good, the editing's great. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be some high quality stuff, so make sure you go check that out at mm-hmm. that.
Mike and Wendy.
Mike that, Wendy that, and that, and Wendy. Yes.
That's so funny.
All right. So, okay. Now, we're all North Carolina boys.
We're all North Carolina boys. That's where you're... Yeah, next to
that. Yeah. Sorry, I always... okay, yes. We're all North Carolina boys.
We're all North Carolina.
So, when's the last time you've been back?
Oh, like 3 years ago.
It's
been a minute.
Wow.
Dang. Yeah. I think Thanksgiving is when I went back.
Okay.
When's the last time you went back?
Christmas.
Was it solo?
No.
Oh!
She got to meet my sisters. And we landed on the plane.
Uh-huh. Right?
My mom works at a restaurant called Angus Barn.
Oh.
If you're familiar.
Yeah, you see it. On the left side. Yeah. We talked about this.
Yeah. She's in charge of putting up all the Christmas decorations. So if you've ever been there in the holidays, there's like bulbs and wreaths. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We land on the plane. We are tired beyond belief, jet lagged. We have Zyla as well.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Which is awesome traveling together as mm-hmm. a little family. And my mom is like, we're going straight to Angus Barn and we're going to meet everyone. And that was her first impression of North Carolina.
No way. You literally landed and you go straight to
Angus Barn.
Very impressive.
And she was like, whoa, where am I? And I was
She's like, is every restaurant in North Carolina like this?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I was like, welcome to a winter wonderland palace. And like the sweet smells of steak and potatoes and like Christmas bulbs and like kids singing and reindeer walking around outside. Like, she's like, North Carolina is amazing.
I wore my qipao.
Was it cold? It was Christmas time, right?
Yeah. It was pretty cool. Yeah. But yeah, like, what were your first impressions? And then what was it like, I guess, meeting my family?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, because everyone that I meet is an extension of Michael, it was automatically incredible. And we've had FaceTimes and phone calls prior to that. So, and so just getting to see them in real life felt like I was just seeing an old friend, and they welcomed me with open arms, and we stayed in his old childhood bedroom. And I was like, am I the first girl to ever sleep in this room?
He's like, yeah.
He's like, totally. He was like showing me all his old homecoming stuff.
Oh, you saw the high school pictures,
and the yearbooks and the everything. And we put down Zai. We did our nighttime routine with his old I Spy books, which was just wow.
So you've seen all the hairstyles he's been through then.
Quite a few.
Afro, you had the long hair.
Yeah.
I did. And it was cute because Zyla slept on my old bunk bed on the top bunk. She's never been old enough to climb up there because she was 3 the last time we went.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So now she is 6. Mm-hmm. And she was like, Dad, you used to sleep up here when you were a little kid? I'm like, yeah. So she loved it. Had a great time, too, hanging out with all the cousins.
Flip off the top? Like, we hold it and then flip off?
Of course.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Of course.
You never did that?
What do you flip off
on a bunk bed, you lay on your stomach, and then you hold onto the rail, and you just flip, and then you land like this, and boom, and then you walk away.
I've never done that. I'll try that tomorrow.
Yeah, every day. Yeah,
I sleep on the top back.
His wife is on the bottom.
I mean, who does it?
Monette's like, the hell are you doing up there?
I'm going to try this flip now. Oh, my knees. I'm too old.
3 months.
Yeah. One flip per quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so Zyla didn't try.
She doesn't drive?
No, she
didn't try.
She didn't try the flip.
She has a permit,
she probably doesn't know about it yet, but when she gets a little older, she's going to be like, what? You can flip and you wrote me a song?
Aww.
I missed out on everything.
She's just flipping, listening to this.
So you've also met her parents.
I have.
Oh. Is that Bay Area? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm from the Bay Area. Okay. They actually planned a whole trip. They flew over and just to meet Michael.
Oh.
And we did it was so incredible. We went to the zoo. Like, name a more wholesome activity, you know?
LA Zoo?
We went to the LA Zoo.
I went there for the first time last year.
Yeah.
It's so good.
No, I've never been.
You have to go.
I thought it was like not that great.
You gotta go.
What? How come I don't hear more about it?
It's incredible.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really wonderful.
How? It's right here?
It's right here. Bring it.
Like actually in Burbank. Like.
Yes.
Well, usually I don't go to things unless I get verbal confirmation from friends that it was good. Like even movies, I'm like, oh, if they didn't like it, I probably won't see it.
Oh my gosh, the zoo is so good, Alex.
I know. Amazing.
I'm going.
Let's go.
I'm going.
Anyways, we should go right now.
So you went to the zoo.
We went to the zoo. We first met over dinner, and the only context she gave me was that her parents are very traditional Chinese, and that she hasn't really introduced any other significant others to them. So I would pretty much be the first contender.
Yeah. Did you wear the dress?
We ran out of tape.
I was so nervous. I remember I felt like I had that knot in my throat all day. I thought I was going to throw up. I was like, I just want them to like me.
Yeah.
And they had said, why don't you have Michael pick the restaurant just, you know, so everybody's comfortable. And
pressure.
I was like, I don't know what I was thinking, but I was like, let me find like a traditional Chinese restaurant.
Panda Express. I'm just kidding.
It's good. Panda's good though.
Panda's fire.
It's so good.
Stop.
Don't bother me.
Sorry, baby. Go on.
Oh man. Oh yeah, so we went to Panda Express.
We got the Kung Pao chicken.
Yeah, I pre-ordered everything. Yeah. It was awesome. I got it to go. So I found this restaurant. It was really cozy. I like yelped the heck out of it and was like, "This is it." And we got there. We got there first, and I'm like nervously waiting for them to walk in the door. I don't even know what they look like. You know? I'm like, and they came in and they made me feel so comfortable right off the bat. It was nothing like I had expected. We had a hug and just sat down and had a wonderful meal, great conversation. And they're just such loving people and really fun to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
But she gave me some tips and I was like, all right, what do traditional Chinese parents value in a situation like this? And she said, whatever you do, don't let the drinks get low. It is your job to pour them off and continually top them off. Mm-hmm. So the whole dinner, I was like a waiter, like waiting. Yeah.
He was like ready with the teapot, like
a backpack with a water thing.
The camelback. Like, yeah.
Like here, oh here. Put it in my mouth. Yeah.
Like they'd be tipped off to the cusp, they'd take one sip and be like, let me get that. Yeah.
Top you off. Get you a new cup. Yeah.
Oh, waiter, can we get 4 new cups? Yeah. I was like on it. Yeah, like yeah, way yeah, too much though. But she,
it meant so much to them.
She told me later, so right? They texted and said, I forget what they said, but it validated my whole life. I forget. What was it?
Oh, they were like, thank you so much for taking care of my daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
Aww.
And yeah, from that point on, it got significantly less stressful.
Yeah.
And every meeting was really great. So we went to the zoo and yeah, had a great day walking around. And I loved getting to know her dad, especially because mm-hmm, he's just such a smart guy and a huge history buff. So I was just learning so much. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was so cool. And just to get to know an extension of her too, it made me understand her even more.
Mm. Did you hit him with the sirs? And then he was like, because you never know if they like the sirs or not, but most of them at beginning, you should say sir.
What did I say? I think I asked
you're
you
like,
that.
What's good?
You're like, what's good? Like, welcome. Welcome to Panda. Mike and Wendy, let's go.
You're throwing your gang.
What's good?
What's good?
Yeah, bring it in.
I'm just imagining.
That's exactly what happened at the LA Zoo.
I'm imagining him watching his back and being like, "Whoa, he should have barked."
I wish he did.
Are your parents, were they raised here or?
So my mom was born in Malaysia, in Kuala Lumpur, and then my dad was born in Hong Kong. So they came here in college. So pretty much foundationally very, very Asian. Mm-hmm. And so I'm.
But they've been here for a long time.
Yeah.
And you're here.
Born in the Bay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
Been repping it. Mm-hmm. Will forever. We were even, nah.
She's been teaching me bits of Mandarin, so because both of her parents speak Mandarin and Cantonese, but her mom predominantly speaks Mandarin. So I've been trying to pick up words, and we're teaching them to Zyla as well.
Have they met Zyla?
Not yet.
My mom buys her gifts and sends them over, and a lot of them are books, so we'll read them at bedtime. And she's like, tell your mom I said thank you.
How do you say grandma and grandpa in Cantonese?
Yeah. Good question.
Mandarin?
Cantonese, or for Mandarin, we always called on my mom's side, Ama and Akong. Mm-hmm. And then on my dad's side is Mama and Yeye.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's like four. You could choose. You could switch it up.
What do you guys call your grandparents?
I call mine grandma for some reason. Yeah. It should be Lola, but we just say grandma.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And then in Lolo or grandpa?
Grandpa.
Ah.
And then my other side is mommy and tatay.
And what you got?
Abuelo, abuela on dad's side. And then mom's is grandma, grandpa.
See?
And then mine is Lolo, Lola.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the white side is papaw and mamaw.
Mamaw.
Papaw and mamaw is like the most North Carolina thing. I love that.
And then I can't remember what grandma is in French because my girlfriend Alexis, which you'll meet, we'll go on a double date as soon as we're back. Or a triple date. Huh? Triple date?
Ooh.
When I get back from the cruise?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
What's good? What's good?
In the French, she calls her grandfather Pepe.
Mm.
Dang. It's something similar for
That's
the grandma.
So endearing.
Yeah.
Pepe. I love that.
Yeah.
Pepe.
No.
So, wow.
I know.
I'm so excited for our triple day. What should we do? We should go to Panda in the Zoo.
Perfect.
Panda Express.
That's really like a great day. Actually.
Can't believe I've never been to the zoo. That's
Panda
crazy.
Express, then go to the zoo.
It's wow. Like
we'll figure day. It out. We'll figure it out.
Just so many things, so many updates we got from you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Got them all.
We're so happy for you.
Yeah. Question here. I guess we're going back to like, you know, the foundation of it all.
Yeah.
What has been like the most difficult, challenging part with building that foundation? Is it like, you know, like Wendy going to Mike's life and knowing like his like past with like Zyla, was that like a big adjustment for you? I just want to know,
because this is new for both of you guys.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is your new first time
structure
in something, and then her first time with someone with a child.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good question. Yeah, I'm just like, wow.
Because I'm sure like people like would relate to you, Wendy, as well.
Yeah.
Like,
and, like kind of going into a new home and taking on a new.
And our point of view is pretty much just the audience are like, oh, we want to know. Like,
yeah. So we're just trying to ask questions. We know they want to know. We're like, oh, yeah.
Well, I personally, for me, the opportunity to meet Zyla and to love her was an extension of loving Michael. Mm. So just being able to show up for her and do things with her for him just deepens our relationship as well. Like it was his birthday recently and we spent a couple hours in Zyla's room and we were making crafts and we were writing all these cards and I basically was kind of, you know, prompting. I'm like, what are your favorite things about Daddy? What are our favorite things? What do we want to tell him? And she's like, I love that he's so funny. I love that he's so loving to us. And we just made a whole list while he was working in the studio with his headphones. Aww. And then at the very end, we like put it on a cutting board. We didn't have anything else, but we made a bunch of origami. And I just... It was so amazing getting to share this with her because I was really, as much as I was leading it, she was also too. She's like, we should do this. You know what he would really like and everything. And so when we were all done, we tiptoed like he was going to hear us. Yeah. We like tiptoed over to the room and we like knocked really hard and we just waited for him to turn around and have this cutting board out and... Seeing his reaction was the sweetest thing.
And it was awesome. And now it's hanging on my wall.
Aww.
And that's exactly it. She came in and she never said, I want to change what you're doing. Like, obviously, you're a loving dad who's got a routine down with his daughter and you've got music, you've got this whole life. I'm here to enhance it and to love you. And then I'll love the things that you love because that's how I show up. And probably the most difficult part for me was letting her love me because I was afraid. I was afraid that she'd hurt me or that we would go separate ways and that maybe I introduced someone to my daughter too soon or that how do I explain this to Zyla if this doesn't work out? Those were my biggest fears.
Yeah.
And then I remember like it was yesterday, we had a big conversation where it said, we both have to leave our fear at the door. Are we in this for the long haul? And when we both said yes, oh, everything changed. I let her in all the way. She let me in all the way. Our whole relationship excelled and with Zyla too. And that's kind of been where we're at now. And now we have time to focus on like other creative things because our foundation, like our you said, is set. One of the big things we do is every night we have Zyla, we have a debrief. And it has to be 30 minutes. That's our minimum. So after she goes to bed, we meet up, usually in our bedroom, and we carve out 30 minutes to discuss everything that happened in the day with Zyla. What could we have done better?
What we loved.
That's so awesome. What landed, and then we say, what are we going to present her tomorrow? What are the options that she can have? How do we want to go about this? We do that every time we have Zyla, every day. And it connects us in doing that as a couple, but it also gets rid of any resentments that are hanging around or helps us to just be better parents. And Wendy never asked for this role. She was she was never like, I want to be a mom to Zyla. And nor does she ever say that. But the way I've seen her step up is just this positive woman influence in Zyla's life that is teaching her care and showing her how to love others and her dad. And that is more than I could ever ask for. And I'm so glad we got that all worked out now and we have a good system. So we can start adding in other things and feel like we have our head above water.
That's awesome. Very inspiring. Without that communication there and that line that being like, we got to go all in, none of that would have happened. And it's inspiring how mindful you guys are with like, the debriefing. I went out and thought, like, all right, good night.
That was cool.
No, seriously, no, that's awesome. That's
tempting because, like, taking care of a kid can be very tiring sometimes, especially when we're really present. Like, we're kind of like anti-phone around her, so we're just like, what do you want to do now?
Anytime and, we have Zyla, we are with her the entire time. There's never a time that she's just, you know, with a screen or something.
Yeah. So
by the time she's in bed, we're pretty exhausted. Yeah. And we're like, hey, do you need 10 minutes just to come back to being a human again? Yeah. Yes. And then we take a beat and we come back and we debrief.
Yeah.
Because it is very tempting to just be like, I want to go to bed or I want to watch a show or something. Mm-hmm. But it really has helped our dynamic with her big time.
Mm-hmm. And just kind of going off what you were saying earlier about letting yourself be loved. I remember when you made the point before.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of struck a chord with me because some of our most, I guess, volatile moments, mm-hmm. it ended with both of us kind of yelling at each other, let me love you. Just let me love you.
Yeah.
And that's where it always ended. And you know how disarming that is
to even
hear and to say to somebody that the most frustrating part of this is that I just want to love you better, you know? Mm-hmm. And
guards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're like,
all right. Just take down this wall.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's something that I really value that we're able to do.
Mm. Oh.
I know. That's so healthy. Seriously. Whatever you're doing, it's extremely healthy. And I'm pretty sure people are like, damn, I need this. So I'm glad we're all talking because I don't know who's watching this, but at least like a handful of people will be inspired to just communicate and do what you guys are doing.
You're just so better prepared for this because if you compare it to me and Roy, when we first started together, we eventually started clashing and we thought we were going to be working together forever. And then it was like, oh, that's not going to work. And so we split. Mm. But then years later, after a bunch of healing and we started learning about ourselves and we tried again, and it works. All right.
Yeah.
And now there's no ending in sight. So we're just better prepared for it, just like you are.
Yeah.
And you know signs to look for. Like, oh, yeah, that was a bad turn. Mm-hmm. So you go the correct turn now. And you have a behavioral therapist.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
It's helpful.
Yeah.
We'll be in a conversation and she'll be like, wait, that reminds me of the theory that I learned about this psychology behavior. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
She's like, you know, you're wrong, but let me explain why.
You're wrong. This is okay, good.
Yep. Yeah, that's so good. There's been a lot of those moments where I see the road ahead of me. I'm like, I could react this way, which I typically would have done for the last 15 years, or I can do it this way in a much healthier scenario. Mm-hmm. And I've been choosing that other fork.
And it doesn't always mean it's the easier road, but you know it's worth it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why I never regret my past. And it sounds like you guys don't either, because they made us into exactly who we are now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now the resurrection of spicy fruit and wasabi is more beautiful than it ever was before. Mm-hmm. And I hope the same fate for us too.
Yeah. If you want it to happen, it'll happen.
Yeah.
End of story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you're both on the same page to let happen, it'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Right. Well, we're just so happy to see you happy, Michael and Wendy. It's so great to meet you. We're gonna definitely plan. I'm back. I'm gone for like 10 days, and then I'm back, and then we're gonna do a double date. Panda zoo run.
We gotta go to the run club.
Yeah,
bros are back here too.
Yeah.
Full circle run club.
Yeah.
So we're
Manhattan.
All gonna.
Right?
Manhattan.
Right now.
Ooh,
Miami Beach right
Manhattan
now.
Beach.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Come on. We can carpool.
Ooh.
No.
We're taking your car because you got a punching bag suction cup.
I got you. Don't even worry about it.
Wait, what exactly is that?
I have videos.
Yeah.
You'll find out. You can sit in the front passenger seat if you
want. Perfect.
All right. Anything else before?
No, I think my heart is too full to continue.
I think super trippy right now.
We're just so happy for you. I'm going to listen to both songs on the way home.
Yes.
And
I'm going to watch all your videos.
Yeah. I can't wait to show Alexis because she wasn't with me when we got the song.
We got the song.
So I'm going to rush home right after this.
Wait, didn't you say she beat you to listening to the music last time?
To
the first EP?
I think so, yeah.
And then this time you're like, I got the upper end.
Yeah, I got the inside scoop.
She's
heard the Xylo one, but she hasn't heard this new one.
Gotcha. Well, thank you guys. Appreciate you
having
us.
Of course, of course. And we'll have you on in a couple months and we'll see where you're at and for sure.
We'll have Xyla sit here and listen to the song in front of you guys.
If she hasn't already.
Crazy.
Yeah,
if she hasn't already.
If she hasn't already.
What?
Yeah. You don't have to. You don't have to do everything in the podcast, Mike.
See if she wants to.
I'm so honored.
If she finds out about the podcast, she's like, I want to go on All right.
Exactly.
We will keep it so light.
We will not talk about anything serious.
If you have Feastable, school? She'll be here.
Yeah. If you get anything Mr. Beast related.
Easy. Every flavor will be on that couch. She'll like, it's a little salty, but those are tears. Don't worry about it.
All righty.
All right.
Was good. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.